Sefer Maisa Rav begins its discussion of Hilchos Pesach in the Hanhagos of the Vilna Gaon from Os Kuf Ayin Vav, and it starts with the discussion of the correct Haftorah to read on Shabbos HaGadol. So we'll read from the Maisa Rav, Be'inyin Haftaras Ve'orva. So he quotes from Sefer Malachi, the generally assumed to be the last Sefer in the Trei Asar. It only has three prakim, and this is the last perek gimel, starting with pasuk dalet until the end of the sefer. So the ba'arva l'Hashem minchas Yehuda, etc., that Hashem will give us back the karbanos, and it'll be pleasant in Hashem's eyes to bring the karban mincha again. So it's read on Shabbos HaGadol. So now says the Maaser Rav, an interesting lashon. Sometimes it just quotes the Hanhaga, and sometimes it gives you a little narrative to go with the Hanaga. So here it says, Besof Yamav, at the end of his days, Tziva, the Gra, commanded Lahaftir Va'orva B'Shabbos HaGadol She'eino Chal B'Erev Pesach. He should only read this Haftorah on Shabbos HaGadol, which is not Erev Pesach. For example, this year, Shabbos HaGadol is exactly 1 week before Pesach, as opposed to when we have what we call Erev Shabbos Shechal, Erev Pesach Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. Right, that is, many long contrasim have been written on this topic. And one of the issues here is apparently which Haftorah to read on that day. So here he says, you don't read the Shabbos HaGadol Haftorah if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, V'haya Omer. And the Gra said, Shim Chal Shabbos HaGadol Be'Erev Pesach, if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, and that Shabbos HaGadol, Ein Lahaftir V'Arv, don't read that Haftorah. Uhu Hefech Min HaGadol. This is exactly the opposite of what people do. Because of the reasons that the Lavush says that you specifically say, and why does he say that you specifically read this Haftorah on Shabbos HaGadol, you should actually say the reverse. The opposite of what the Gra says should be true. Okay, so in order to understand this piece, there's not that much background in Shas, but there is a discussion in the Achronim in terms of which Haftorah you're supposed to read on Shabbos HaGadol. So obviously we know about the Dalet Parshios, that we have Parshas, Parshas Shkalim, and Parshas Zachor, and Parah and Achodesh. Those each come with their own special Maftir and their own special Haftorah. However, what about Shabbos HaGadol? Is Shabbos HaGadol just the Shabbos HaGadol, like the Torah and B'Syosif quote, Mipnei HaNeis Shenaseh Bo? They're just considered Shabbos HaGadol because of the Neis that happened, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're supposed to have a special Torah reading or Haftorah during that Shabbos HaGadol. On the other hand, you could suggest that Shabbos HaGadol is a special Shabbos and it deserves a special Haftorah. So the Lavush, this is in Siman Tuf Lamed, Sif Aleph in the Lavush, he writes that there's some who have the minig to read the Haftorah of the Arva on every Shabbos HaGadol, while some only read the Haftorah if Shabbos HaGadol falls out on Erev Pesach, meaning the opposite of what the Maaser Rav is saying. So Maaser Rav is saying that you should always read the Arva unless Shabbos HaGadol comes out on Erev Pesach. So the Lavush basically gives the two reasons why you might read this Haftorah on Shabbos HaGadol. So he says, if you hold it's supposed to be read every Shabbos HaGadol, no matter what. So he says, what's the reason for that? Because if you look in Sefer Malachi at the end of the Perek, which is the end of the Haftorah, so it ends off with three, I find them to be incredibly beautiful psukim, right? And it says, it's psukim chav beis through chav dalet. So it starts off, Zichru Torah Moshe Abdi, Asher Tzivisi Oso B'chorev Al Kol Yisrael Chukum Mishpatim. So he just wants to sign off, remember the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu that I commanded him at Har Sinai, both the Chukim and the Mishpatim. And then, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Hinei Anochi Sholech Lechem Es Eliyah HaNavi, Lefnei Bo Yom Hashem Agol Vanora, V'heshiv Lei Vavos Al Banim, V'lei Banim Al Basav, Penavovi Kesi Es Ha'aretz Cheirem. So we have these beautiful psukim that end off basically the Navi section of Tanakh, and they describe the end of days where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send Eliyahu HaNavi to announce the coming of Mashiach, and he's going to be Meshiv Levavos Albanim Levanim Alavosa. So this is the reason we end off Shabbos HaGadol Haftorah with these psukim. That's the whole reason we read this Haftorah on Shabbos HaGadol, because we are about to get into Pesach. Pesach is the Geula. And we know the Gemara says, Ben Nisan Niga alu v'nitzanasidim lehigael, right? That the geula has a special somehow, whatever it means. Obviously, b'chol yom achakel, we realize the geula can come at any time. It can come keheref ayin, but nevertheless, there is a special inyan of geula in Nisan, and therefore we dafka sign into Pesach with this particular haftorah in order to say that this is this man of geula, and we should keep our eyes on the prize and always remember the ultimate geula that is coming. So therefore, the Eliyahu HaNavi announcing the Geula parallels Moshe Rabbeinu coming to the Bnei Yisrael and announcing the Geula from Mitzrayim, which certainly began on Shabbos HaGadol in full. Meaning that was really the beginning of the Geula in the active sense. Obviously, once Moshe Rabbeinu came and announced himself to Bnei Yisrael the first time, before even the Makkah started, that was the real beginning of the beginning. But this was really the Aschal for the Geula at this point. So that is the reason to read it on Shabbos HaGadol, because the Geula of Pesach is coming, and we want to read out Torah of Geula right before Pesach. Others who suggest you only read on Erev Pesach, they say because it's not based on the ending of the Haftorah. That's not why we read this Haftorah. Rather, it's from something that comes in the middle of the Haftorah, which talks about Biur Maestros, right? So where is that found? Let me just find it inside. So we say that, one second. Oh, there we go. Okay. So, Haviu es kol ha-ma'aser, it's pasuk yud. Haviu es kol ha-ma'aser al-beis ha-otzar, v'hi teref b'veisi u'v'chanuni na'bazos, amar Hashem tzvakos, im lo eftach lochem es arubas ha-shamayim, v'arikosi lochem brocha ad belidai. Right? Also a very famous pasuk. There's songs about it. It's very nice stuff. So he's saying, bring all the ma'aser to the storehouses, and then, you know, and then, I'm going to give you, you can make requests of me, you can ask things from me, and I'm going to give you a tremendous bracha based on the fact that you properly got rid of your maestros at the right time. So this is the mitzvah of Biur Maestros, right, which leads to Vidoy Maeser, which is a special mitzvah that can only be done on Erev Pesach. The mitzvah of Vidoy Maeser is described in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo. That's dafka done on Erev Pesach. And therefore, we want to read this Haftorah to talk about the inyan of Vidui Maeser, which talks about Biura Maeseros, which leads to being able to come to the Beis HaMikdash and saying, Biyarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, etc., asking for the Bracha, Ashkifa Mimon Kachecha, right? So this is an Erev Pesach Tikka inyan, and that's why we read this Haftorah. However, it's, if you say that it's all about Biur Maestros, that's Dafka and Erev Pesach Inyan, that's not a pre-Pesach Inyan. So therefore, we shouldn't read the Haftorah Stam on Shabbos HaGadol, we should only read it if it's coming out on Erev Pesach Mamish. And therefore, the Levush concludes, if you assume the reason of Biur Maestros, then it's all about only reading it on Erev Pesach. If you assume the reason of Geula, then it should be read on every Shabbos HaGadol. And he says, he concludes that you should follow the minhag hamakom of wherever you live. Fine. That is all the background of the Levush. Now the Maaser Rav says the opposite. He says, yes, you should read this Haftorah every single Shabbos HaGadol, but you should not read it if Shabbos HaGadol comes out on Erev Pesach. So how does this fit with the reasons that we know of? So there are explanations that we have here. So one of the main commentaries on the Maaser Rav is the Pu'ulas Sachir. So the Pu'ulas Sachir comments that the Gra's Shita is that the real reason to read the Haftorah on Shabbos HaGadol is Biur Maeser. However, if the whole goal is to do Biur Maeseros, then you dafka read it if Shabbos HaGadol comes before Erev Pesach. Because once Erev Pesach comes around and it's Shabbos, there is a halacha, you're not allowed to be mafrish, trumas and maestros on Shabbos, right? The Mishnah in Maseches Beitza, Adaf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, says that you're not allowed to actually take out trumas and maestros because that's a form of tikkun mana, that's a form of fixing. Obviously, it's not a physical fixing, but it's a halachic fixing of your produce, and therefore you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos and Yantiv. So if Erev Pesach would turn out to have been on Shabbos, you would not be able to do Biur Trumas and Maestros on Erev Pesach. Everything would have to have been Hufrash from before, and you'd have gotten rid of everything before. So it's a little bit late in the game to all of a sudden start telling people to get rid of all their Trumas and Maestros so that they can do a Vidur Maeser when they get to the Beis HaMikdash. right? So that's basically why there's no inyan to read it on Erev Pesach Shachalios B'Shabbos. That's a, you could do, but just for the record, you could do the Vidui Meiser if you'd already done the Beer Meisers. But this Haftorah in Malachi doesn't talk about Vidui Meiser, it talks about Beer Meisers. And therefore, you would be making an announcement in vain at that point. Anyone who had actually done the Hafrashas Trumas HaMeisers prior to this and done the Beer would have been able to do it prior to this day. And anyone who didn't do it yet, it's too late for them. They can't be mafreshit at this point, and therefore they're a little bit stuck. And thus, if you assume that the Gra holds it, this is the ikar reason. There is no reason to read this Haftorah if it's Erev Pesach Shachalios B'Shabbos. It would only make sense to read it on Shabbos HaGadol that comes before Shabbos. That comes before Erev Pesach. Shabbos HaGadol will always fall out on Shabbos. That is one approach. A second approach is that of the commentary, the Siach Elio, quotes from Elazar Landau. And he suggests pretty much the same explanation of Pula Sachir, but he carries it over to two different reasons. Not just the reason of Rosh's Trumas and Maestros. He says, let's say you assume that the Gra likes the reason of Hinei Anochi Shalech Lemes Eliyahu Anavi, and that Eliyahu Anavi is coming to announce the Gula. However, the Gemara in Erevim, Daf Mem Gimel in the base, teaches that neither Eliyahu HaNavi nor Mashiach will come on an Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yom Kippur. Right? This is because of Tircha. People put in all this time, effort, and energy to prepare for the Yom Kippur, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want all of that to go to waste. It doesn't want that to be something negative in the eyes of the people. And therefore, we don't allow Mashiach and Eliyahu HaNavi to come on an Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yantif. And not only that, but if you look in the Gemara in Pesachim, and Daf Gimel and Aleph, references that this specifically refers to Erev Pesach Shachalios B'Shabbos. Thus, there's no reason if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos and Shabbos HaGadol is Erev Pesach to read this Haftorah over there because it will not happen, meaning there will not be a coming of Elio during this time period. It's not the right time for it. And therefore, the Gra would reject either reason as applying properly to Erev Pesach Shachalios B'Shabbos, either because there is no Afrash Trumas HaMaisros or because Eliyahu HaNavi and the Gula cannot come on that day. Now, I think it's pretty obvious what the machlokes between the Levush and the Gra is based on. The Levush basically gives reasons that are similar to the day, meaning there's a general concept. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem teaches us that based on Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, that you're supposed to bless Hashem every day. What do you mean, yom yom? It means that there's a concept of hazkara me'ein ha'ma'ura, that you're supposed to recognize the activity, the special nature of each particular day. Like we say Yalav v'yavo, and we say al hanisim on specific days of the year, and ritzei on Shabbos. That's all hazkara me'ein ha'ma'ura, learned out from Baruch Hashem yom yom. Chol yom teimlo ke'ein berchosav. I think that's the lashon of the Gemara over there. So we have this idea that we're supposed to make mention of the special nature of the day. And it seems that the Levush understands that that's what we're doing when we read a particular Haftorah. We are doing Hazkara Me'ein HaMa'ora, just in the Haftorah form instead of just doing it in davening. However, the Gra seems to understand that no, it's not about Hazkara Me'ein HaMa'ora. I mean, Hazkara Me'ein HaMa'ora is not totally what you actually can do or not cannot do. It's specifically about describing the nature of the day. And the nature of the day is what it is, whether or not you could pull off those mitzvos or the gula could come. So the Gra understands that the Haftorah serves as a reminder. It's an announcement and a practical nature. And therefore, it makes no sense to be making announcements that will remind the tzibur of certain inyanim that they can't possibly fulfill. You don't announce the gula if the gula can't come that day. You don't announce the concept of Biur Maestros if you can't really do Hafrashas Trumas HaMaestros on that day. And that seems to be the fundamental machlokas here between the Levush and the Gra in this matter. Now, Halacha L'maisa, if you look in the Be'er Heitev in Siman Taf Lamed Sif Katan Aleph, right at the beginning of the Siman over there, and as well as the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Taf Lamed Sif Gimel, I think, they write that the accepted minug is to only read the special Haftorah on Shabbos that is that Shabbos HaGadol that is Erev Pesach. However, the Aruch HaShulchan in the same siman in Sifhei cites that the opinion of the Maaser Rav is the accepted minug, and we dafka do the opposite. Now, that's very nice what the poskim say. If you look in any chumash that I'm aware of that we use in our shuls nowadays, it will write, this is the Haftorah for Shabbos HaGadol, and it seems that the opinion of the Levush has won out, and the first way the Levush quotes it, not the way that the Berhei Tev and the Shulchan Aruch Rav quote it, that we read this Haftorah on Shabbos HaGadol no matter what. So certainly this week, this year, we will read the Haftorah on Shabbos HaGadol in conjunction with both the opinion of the Gra and the first view quoted in the Levush, because it's not Erev Pesach anyway, and Be'ezras Hashem, this should be the last time we have to worry about it, because we will actually be Mekayim the words in Sefer Malachi, Avinei Anochi Sholech Lachem Es Eliyahu HaNavi, Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem, HaGadol VaAnor.